Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time. This is the pre-match review for the City versus Everton League Cup semi-final second leg, where Everton go into the tie with a 2-1 lead from Goodison. Wow, what a game. I'm really, really excited for this one. I thought the last night's Liverpool versus Stoke was a bit of a wet flannel, really, a bit rubbish. I think this one could really, really be a top-quality football match. So, Everton go in with a 2-1 lead, and they go into every game with the mindset that they want to go win it. They go and attack Everton Football Club, don't they? That's probably why they concede so many goals. And I just don't see them holding the lead. I really do not see them going, right, we are going to keep this 0-0. I just don't think they've got it in their makeup at all. I think the key man for Everton Football Club tonight would be Gareth Barry. The former Manchester City player, he's won the Premier League, he's won the FA Cup with City. I think if he wins the League Cup with Everton, I think this is a massive achievement for him. I think he's a top player and he can control the Everton team tonight if he just gets his foot on the ball as much as possible. He's a man who can control matches, very similar to Paul Scholes. I thought when Gaz Baz was at Man City, when he wasn't in the team, they really, really missed him. For all their talent, they missed the England CDM, Gareth Barry. So he will control it tonight. I think his partner next to him, Besic, needs to sit on Yaya Toure. Get around him. Besic loves his little terrier. He loves nipping at people's feet. And I think if he can do a job on Yaya, that could really stop a goal threat from City. Moving on to the Blues. They're going to be at home tonight. And I think a key performer for them, not just for the City team, but for him personally, is Raheem Sterling. He got an awful lot of stick last season because of his will and push to move away from Liverpool Football Club. Last year's FA Cup semi-final between Aston Villa and Liverpool, Raheem Sterling was absolutely nowhere to be seen. And the reason he said he wanted to leave Liverpool was because he wanted to go and win trophies, and he did not believe that he could win trophies at Liverpool. So, mate, you didn't prove last year in the semi-final that you wanted to win trophies because you didn't perform in a semi-final to get you to the cup final against Arsenal last year. So, it's really time for you to stand up, mate. I think could be a big, big 6-7 months for Raheem Sterling, because we all know he'll start for England in the summer. If he wins a few trophies with City, wow, the confidence he'll have going in. But it's time to prove that you haven't gone for the money, mate, and it's time to prove that you were a top player. My score prediction for tonight will be 2-1 Manchester City, which means the second semi-final will go into extra time, just like the Liverpool versus Stoke one. And I think City might just nick it in extra time. I just think Everton throw away leads like no one's business. And I think that could happen again. But I'm really, really excited for this one. It's going to be Everton versus City at the Etihad tonight. And I can't wait. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. Please follow us on Twitter. It's @TheFootballHour. Easy and simple enough. Thank you very much.